A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. The rise of Germany. We've been looking at Italy. We've been looking at the Carolingians in France. Well, it's time to head to Germany because the Ottonians are on their way. In Germany, Conrad, Henry the Fowler, and Otto were unifying Germany and securing its borders from foreign invaders. In Italy, power struggles, corruption, debauchery continued to make a mockery of the once great city of Rome. Ancient Germany had been a huge forest of differing tribes. There was only national pride to hold the tribes together, and when they had no foreign enemy, they were at each other's throats. With the fall of the Carolingian dynasty and the death of Louis the Blind, the Germanic peoples were now reluctant to accept anyone but their fellow tribesmen as king. Nevertheless, the tribes elected another Frank, the tribe from which Charlemagne had sprung. The new king was Conrad I, and no sooner was he elected than the tribes began to rebel against him. The Saxons, the Bavarians, and the Swabian dukes all refused allegiance to him. Much of Conrad's relatively short reign was spent in war with the dukes. He tired of fighting his own brethren and soon hoped to secure peace through compromise. In 912 AD, Henry the Fowler had become the Duke of Saxony. Henry had been at war with Conrad for 3 years when Conrad I reached an agreement in principle with him. In exchange for Henry's support and loyalty, Henry the Fowler would become the heir to the throne. In 918, Conrad died and Henry was ready to assume the throne. He would be the first Saxon king of Charlemagne's eastern kingdom, Germany, and he faced the same rebellion as Conrad had. In 919 AD, Henry officially became king despite protests and immediately had to defend that title. The other dukes refused to acknowledge him, and Henry's entire reign from 919 to 936 was spent at war, either with his kinsmen or with foreign invaders who now began to plague Germany. From the east came pagan warriors named the Magyars. The Swabians and barbarians also continued their aggression. With the loyalty of the Franks and the Saxons, however, Henry was able to protect the border from the new invaders as he continued war with his neighboring dukes. By the time of Henry's death, Otto, son and heir to Henry, inherited a country at war. Nevertheless, Henry the Fowler had started the job that Otto would finish, and Henry's conquests and wars did much to consolidate and secure what would become modern Germany. Under no circumstances can Henry the Fowler's reign be considered a failure, for in other hands Germany might have fallen apart. Indeed, some historians wrongly listed Conrad I and Henry the Fowler as Holy Roman Emperors. This is going too far, for they never even claimed such a title for themselves. But it is a testament to the fact that they were the strongest kings in the Holy Roman Empire at the time when strong kings were lacking. In 936 AD, Otto, also called Otho, and soon to be Otto the Great, became king. He had married the granddaughter of the great Christian king of England, Alfred the Great, and secured with it the trust and respect of England, a new ally that would one day become part of the great empire. In Germany, however, respect was not as easily attained. Henry, his father, had done much to consolidate Germany, but Otto would have to prove himself a worthy heir, and prove to the rival dukes that the Saxons were the rightful kings. To add to Otto's problems, his younger brother sought the throne and rebelled. This younger Henry was forced to capitulate, only to plot Otto's assassination in 941 AD. When the plot was discovered, Otto punished all those responsible except the young Henry, who he forgave. One might at first glimpse think that Otto was repeating Louis the Pious's error. But Henry seems to have been moved by Otto's mercy and never again rebelled, although many such opportunities did arise. By the 940s, Otto had secured most of the borders of Germany from invaders, forced the dukes into submission, erected a monastery and several bishoprics. His career was achieving fame for himself not only in Germany, but throughout the empire, where he was respected. At one point, Western Franconia, France, in absence of an emperor, would even ask him to negotiate a peace treaty between the two warring parties. In Italy, too, his fame was heard of, so that soon he would be asked to come and liberate Italy from themselves. Now let's go down and check what's going on in Italy, briefly. Since Alberic II's rise, the power of King Hugh naturally sought to regain his authority in Rome. War ensued for a number of years. At one point, King Hugh even laid siege to Rome itself, but a peace treaty was negotiated by Pope Aegyptus II. When Hugh died, his son Lothar II assumed the royal crown. At the same time, Berengar's grandson, surnamed Berengar the Younger, was rising to prominence in hope of filling his grandfather's ignoble shoes. The uneasy peace ended soon after Lothar II died. Berengar II was then crowned King of Italy, and Italy again had two despots ruling over her, for Alaric II and Berengar II both exceeded their forefathers in tyranny. Berengar II sought to solidify his position by marrying his son, Adalbert, to the widow of Hugh of Italy, who was the daughter of Rudolf, the King of Burgundy. However, Adalbert was sternly rejected by her. This woman, Adelaide, also called Adelheid, was imprisoned for her scorn of Berengar II, but soon escaped. She fled to Germany in 951 and, with the Pope's support, begged King Otto of Germany to come and deliver Italy from the hands of the tyrant. So now we're ready to head into Italy and try to work things out. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987-1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.